This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26. It says there, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." End of quote. Faith in God is always accompanied by action. Faith and good works are not contradictory. They both are complementary. In other words, if we have Bible faith, we would act on that faith. Mary had faith in God when she heard the heavenly message. She put feet to her faith by saying this, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." End of quote. Based on the information that Elizabeth, her relative, was pregnant at her old age, she went to the hill country to visit her. She magnified and praised God, Luke chapter 1, 46 to 55. And then she stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. These were all actions that accompanied her faith toward God. You see, faith is a word of action. Faith does not portray a passive mindset. It never does. Faith results in obedience to God, which is an action. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 says, "The people in Thessalonica stopped worshipping idols and turned to serve the living and true God due to their faith in the living God," which is an action that they took. Faith in God generally results in repentance, change of lifestyles, new decisions and transformations. Someone said, "Even your pets would take a note of the changes in you if you have faith in God." Our today's insight says, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." End of quote. If there is no repentance and changes in behavior and lifestyles, then it is a dead faith. The true faith in God automatically produces actions. Jesus Christ said in Luke, and it is recorded in Luke 6:44, "A tree is known by its own fruit." End of quote. Luke chapter 17 verses 11 to 14 describes an incident of 10 lepers who stood at a distance and cried aloud, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show themselves to the priests." He did not immediately heal them, but asked them to go and show them to the priests. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. The 10 lepers had faith in Jesus. They believed Jesus can heal them. This is the reason they cried out for help. Now they put feet to their faith and walked to see the priests. On the way, they got healed. Moses, the greatest leader of Israel, left Egypt and the position of Pharaoh's son for the sake of the greater value than the treasures of Egypt, the disgrace for the sake of the name of Christ. You see, the immediate context of our today's insights in James 2 gives the examples of Abraham and Rahab. They both placed their faith in God. They both acted on their faith toward God. Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. End of quote. Hebrews 11:8. Similarly, Rahab put her faith in the God of Israel and acted on that faith by lodging spies in her home and sending them away in a different direction to protect them. Jesus said to the disciples when their boat was sinking due to heavy winds, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter replied and said, "Command him to come on the water to Jesus." Jesus said, "Come, Peter." Peter, of course, had faith in Jesus. Now put feet to his faith. He put feet to his faith and started walking on that water. You see, Peter acted on his faith, didn't he? He was not walking on the water. Instead, he was stepping on the faith he had in Jesus Christ. Actually, he walked on the words of Jesus Christ. Beloved, what action are you going to take today? Remember, faith toward God always results in action. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I place my faith on you, and I will put feet to my faith by accepting Jesus Christ, your Son, as my Savior and Lord. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive my sins, Lord. I confess my sins to you. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I want to live for you the rest of my life. Bless me, Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you.